On episode 957 of Phoneboy Speaks, I talk about, well, all the vulnerabilities in Android, how I think Android's pretty much unsalvageable from a security point of view, at least in its current form. Of course, since I recorded this, there was even yet another one that that actually my colleagues at Checkpoint are going to talk more about at Black Hat. It seems like another one of those sort of game over vulnerabilities. So it's just, it's amazing to me that, Android is as bad as it is, and there's just no real way to actually get the fixes out to the people that actually need it. So anyway, this is also a bit longer than my usual podcast, but I apologize for the audio quality because I was walking around yesterday when I had recorded the podcast. So apologize and enjoy.
Over the past few days, it has become increasingly clear to me, at least, that there is no safe version of Android to use. And I'll explain my thought process. Of course, there's been three rather critical, remote code execution type vulnerabilities in Android over the last 3 days. And I might be overstating that, but the point being is that, you know, we found a large number of vulnerabilities in a short period of time. And some of those vulnerabilities go back many, many versions. In fact, Stagefright goes back to, well, the last Google handset that I owned, running maybe Gingerbread or a little bit before that. So it's been there for a very long time. And so what does that mean, right? Well, Google, of course, found, once it was reported, they found the issue and fixed it. And one of the issues they said that, we don't think it's that important. So we're not going to fix it right away. And it's essentially a denial of service on the handset. But at the same time, that's still pretty, pretty scary that that can actually happen in the Android operating system. So the problem, of course, right, is when there is a vulnerability like that, how do patches for that vulnerability get propagated to handsets? Well, there is a lot of gatekeepers between Google and your handset, unless you have bought a Nexus device, and even then there's no guarantee. But it's more likely you'll get a fix. But for the 950 million Android handsets that are out there through various Chinese manufacturers or whatever, good luck getting an upgrade because the handset makers have to prioritize making a bug fix available for that particular vulnerability. And then the operator that handset was purchased from has to be willing to push said update. And at least from my experience in the United States or the experience of others of my friends in the United States, that rarely happens. So basically what you have is 950 million Android handsets with no easy way to ensure that you're going to get a software update. Now, if you contrast this to Microsoft and the way that they push updates for Windows, and there's some exceptions for corporate users and whatnot, but Microsoft can release a whole brand new operating system, and a bunch of people can upgrade, all in the same day, right? Now, these particular pieces of hardware are made by many different manufacturers, and Microsoft can figure out a way to not only push new versions of operating systems, and not charge for it, except in certain circumstances. But they can also push security patches. Now, there are some people that may have issues with, when a security patch gets pushed that something happens. But the point is that Microsoft has taken it upon themselves, even though that the PC manufacturers are making the hardware, that Microsoft has taken responsibility for security. And, they've also made Windows 10, supposedly more secure. But they're able to do this. Now Google has decided not to do that. They went with the model of, we'll release it out there and we'll let the handset manufacturers handle it. Well, we know how well that works. It doesn't, right? And so it's with that I say that Android in its current form, the way that the software is currently distributed, is unsafe at any version because there's no guarantee that you will ever receive an update for your Android handset because of the number of people that come between Google and the handset that you hold in your hand. There's, if you are a power user, you can run your own version of CyanogenMod or whatever. By the way, those are maintained by volunteers. So who knows if you'll get the latest update from Google, whether it has that issue or not. So you know, and as the number of critical vulnerabilities pile up on Google Android, you know, the odds that something will, you know, somebody will be able to take advantage of your device are pretty high, right? Because there's, because, you know, the number of entry vectors piles up quite a bit. And so I just don't see that, you know, as from a safety point of view, that Android, in its current form, the way it's currently distributed, can be saved. It is, as far as I'm concerned, it's a train wreck. I certainly will not trust any, you know, any critical device with, you know, certainly with my personal data on Android, because there's just no way to know that, or to be safe. And yes, I know there are security solutions, and I know Checkpoint sells stuff, and that stuff will help. But ultimately, it's a fundamentally flawed architecture because that there is no way to update it. And honestly, that's what scares me about the Internet of Things when we start talking about that, because now you're going to have an Android size problem, you know, a couple orders of magnitude bigger. And yes, they can potentially design the devices to be secure by default. And, you know, it's easier said than done, as anybody will tell you. And especially, you know, we use things that, you know, for many years we've considered secure, and all of a sudden, you know, some vulnerabilities found that goes back, you know, in decades old versions of software, right? That's so, you know, again, there's probably going to be some, there's going to be some issues that come up with that as well. And aspect of that kind of frightens me, right? How many update, you know, 950 million devices, you know, I mean, Microsoft, is probably the most successful at updating a large number of people. I mean, there's a whole reason Microsoft is making Windows 10, you know, Windows 10 basically free for a lot of people. You know, it's in their best interest to ensure their customers are secure. And so they've taken it upon themselves to own the security, and then they're able to actually and push out updates and somehow not, you know, and again, a few things get broken, but it's managed, you know, they're able to manage it somehow. So, yeah, I'm not really fond of Android. I can't recommend it to anybody. Yes, there are some benefits to a slightly more open architecture, but the amount of goatsy that can potentially happen, and the fact that there's no way to patch it reliably, means that it's a liability. And, you know, if you actually care about the security of the data on your device, maybe you should consider something that is not Android. Maybe Windows Phone. Of course, Windows Phone might have some vulnerabilities, and actually, ironically, Microsoft has kind of the same problem that that Android has. Although, actually, Microsoft makes most of the Windows Phone handsets. But again, they also have their operator customers, that control updates ultimately. So maybe less gatekeepers in that case, but still kind of scary. And Apple, let's face it, there are still gatekeepers, but Apple has more control over it. And again, once it's available for everybody. So make your choices, right? Maybe we need to, the security model in Android could change, and maybe at a certain point that might, maybe Google could fix it in some way. Maybe I'm wrong, and that it's unfixable the way it's currently done. I don't know, but clearly something needs to change.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.